Good afternoon and thank you so much for joining us for the news bulletin at 12 hours. The headlines: Technical Committee to submit a draft amendment to President Hichilema this month. Government disperses over 142 million kwacha payments to farmers in Lusaka province. And in international news, China urges citizens not to visit Japan over Taiwan row.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. The Technical Committee on Amendments to the Constitution of Zambia says it will submit its draft Constitution Amendment report to President Hakainde Hichilema before the end of November 2025, following the close of public submissions earlier this week. Speaking during a press briefing, Committee Chairperson Christopher Mshabati has confirmed that the nationwide submissions process, which opened on 27 October and concluded on 13 November 2025, received an overwhelming response from citizens across the country. Mr. Mshabati has described the level of participation as highly encouraging, noting that Zambians from diverse backgrounds and professions took part in shaping the proposed amendments. He has emphasized that the committee managed to collect submissions from all 116 districts, a development he said demonstrates widespread national interest in the constitutional amendment process.
I am pleased to inform the nation that the Technical Committee on Constitutional Amendment has concluded its countrywide public sittings. May I take this opportunity to thank the people of Zambia for the overwhelming response to this important national exercise by coming forward in large numbers to make their submissions during the committee's public sittings countrywide.
Government says it has dispersed over 142 million kwacha payments to farmers whose calls were made to the Food Reserve Agency in Lusaka province against their total outstanding balance of 237 million kwacha, representing a 37.39% payment rate. Lusaka Provincial Administration Principal Public Relations Officer Logic Lukwanda has also disclosed that a total of 55,554 metric tons of maize, representing 99.47% of the total grain purchase of 55,850 metric tons in Lusaka province, has been moved to safe storage. Mr. Lukwanda said the province purchased 55,850 metric tons of maize against an initial target of 22,000 metric tons before maize purchases closed on 31st October 2025. He has further noted that Chirundu district figures are reported under Lusaka province with 1,224 metric tons purchased, 2.7 still outstanding.
Maize has been moved from satellite depots to main depots for safe storage, and a total of 55,554 metric tons has been moved to safe storage. Additionally, maize stock in satellite depots has been secured with a total of 296 metric tons held at satellite depots, and it is all secured. And this is in three districts of Rufunsa, which has 102 metric tons, Lusaka, which has 38 metric tons, and Chongwe, which has 32 metric tons.
The Rural Electrification Authority says it has made significant progress towards achieving its 2025 on-grid connection target. According to RIA Acting Chief Executive Officer Engineer Alex Mbumba, the authority set a goal to connect 24,000 new customers to the national electricity grid by December this year as part of efforts to expand access to reliable power in rural areas. Engineer Mbumba has revealed that all 24,000 targeted connections have already been processed and more than 15,000 customers have so far been connected to the national grid. He has added that the authority is remaining with about 10,000 connections, which it is working diligently to implement between now and December.
set a target of 24,000 to be connected within this year. So now, in terms of processing the 24,000, because this is on the grid, so we are basically working with ZESCO, and in terms of processing the 24,000, we've processed all of them, except that the implementation now is now taking, is what is that we are currently doing. And so far we have done connections of more than 15,000. So we are remaining with 10,000 that we need to ensure that we implement between now and 31st December. And that's why you've seen us fast track these projects and connections so that we can meet our targets that we set at the end of the year.
FCCM Investment Holdings has signed a letter of commitment with the International Council of Swedish Industry aimed at strengthening sustainability, responsible investment and economic growth in the mining sector. Speaking during the signing ceremony, ZCCM Investment Holdings Chief Executive Officer Kaskenenwa Muyangwa said the partnership comes at a crucial time as the world grapples with climate change, social inclusion and governance challenges. He has noted that addressing today's global challenges requires countries to evolve, be bolder and seek expertise beyond their borders.
CMIH has protected the cornerstones of Zambia's mining landscape, providing strategic investment, fostering local enterprise and contributing to the nation's economic development. Yet, we recognize that the challenges of today, climate change, social inclusion and good governance, require us to evolve, to be bolder and to seek expertise beyond our borders. This is precisely why we are proud to partner with NIR, the leading voice of Swedish industry, renowned for its leadership in environmental stewardship.
Meanwhile, Swedish Ambassador to Zambia, Johan Hallenborg, has urged the ZCCM Investment Holdings to contribute not only time, motivation and engagement, but also financial resources to ensure the initiative delivers meaningful impact.
Strong commitment from the ZCCM IH leadership to align with international ESG best practices. That is very encouraging because this work has the potential, I believe, to be truly catalytic. ZCCM IH can lead the way and provide strategic guidance to its portfolio and beyond. In fact, ZCCM IH, as a state-owned holding company, should be in the forefront of establishing standards so others can follow suit. We hope and expect ZCCM IH to bring on board not only time, motivation and engagement, but also invest in financial means.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
Government has expressed concern that the country lacks accurate statistics on local serious physical tourism impact annually compared to international tourist figures which are correctly recorded. Speaking to Hot FM News, Minister of Tourism, Permanent Secretary Ivan Mahamba, said he tried and large owners across the country should begin submitting real-time statistics to all local tourists to the Zambia Tourism Agency to ensure the country has reliable data. He notes that many players in the hospitality industry are not submitted this information, either virtually or so, due to fear that the Zambia Revenue Authority may discover cases of tax evasion. Mr. Mahamba has assured that stakeholders that the data is solely for the VTA to maintain accurate tourism statistics for proper planning and not for tax enforcement.
There is a deficiency in terms of knowing the number of tourism statistics. So they have to account for the numbers so they can send them to VTA. Locals, there are so many. International tourists, there are so many. Because what you have as locals is the people who just go to the Victoria Falls. They're going to the museum, they're going to the national park, because those you can collect attention from Zambia and Zambia. Everybody who's coming with a truck from the truck, he's coming to Livingston. He is staying at the lodge, coming up over the tourism. He is accounting for those numbers.
International.
China has urged its citizens not to commit to paying some of the countries' ambassador in Beijing as a prime minister